We're in Simin Reish Beis, the halachas of Birkas HaPeiros. We're up to Siv Zayin. We'll be doing Zayin and Ches. Siv Zayin, Tmorim Shemiachon Beyad. Dates that you mashed by hand. Va'osa mehem Isa. You made a dough-like substance. Va'hotzi mehem Garineim. And you took all of the pits out, or the seeds. Afilo hachilo nishtanis berchosan. Even so, although it underwent a change, we do not say that it loses its bracha. You make an eitz and a main shalosh because it's one of the shivas aminim. What is this halacha? The havamino was that once you mash it, it loses its identity. Kamash malon, that since it is mamoshon kayom, its essence is still there. Its essence is not disintegrated. We still consider it the fruit itself, and its bracha is barei pri ha'eitz. Same thing says the Mishnah Berurah, mashed potatoes. It's mamoshon kayom, and the bracha remains barei pri adam. Says the Ramah, Hago ulufi ze hua din belit verin an ikra pavidla. Mavarchan aleim barei pri ha'eitz. Now, the Ramah says that based on the Mechaber, a similar halacha would apply, the same halacha would apply when you're dealing with a jam or jelly, where you cook it until it disintegrates. It's called mamoshon kayim. However, v'yesh omrim levarach alein shakol. There is a daya that the bracha on them is shakol. The tov lochush lechatchil levarach shakol avlem birach bar priya eitz yatzak ikein nira ikar. The ikar adin is not like the yesh omrim. The ikar adin is that even in the case of jam, the halacha is that its bracha is bar priya eitz. However, just to be machmer and be yotza that shita, we say a shakol. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokas achronim. If this yesh omrim also disagrees with tmarim shemiachon, or is it only in jam that he is cholik? The difference between the two is that in tmarim shemiachon, the texture is still there; it's still recognizable. It's nikur; it's called nisrasek. As opposed to when you make jam out of something. So that's already nimuach. You know, jelly is so cooked over that it does not resemble the original fruit to begin with. So it's not nikur what it is. So in the case of nisrasik, where it's nikur, so there the Mechaber said the halacha was barei priya eitz. In the case of nimuach, we saw yeshomrim. Does that yeshomrim also argue in the first case? The Mishnah Berurah brings down the machlokas, and he says that it's irrelevant. Since the ikar adin to begin with is that its bracha is barei pri ha'eitz, we paskim ikar adin like the Mechaber. Even pavidla means even jam should be barei pri ha'eitz. It's just that we're machmer and we say a shakol. In the case of where it's only nisrasek, where it is nikar, where we don't even know if there's a yesh omrim, there for sure one should say a barei pri ha'eitz. So the only time we're machmer to say a shakol is if you're dealing with something that's nimuach, that is not nikar. Where it is nikar, the bracha you say on it is its rightful bracha. Now, in the case of jam, let's say someone is eating date jelly in a way that it's totally nimuach. You can't tell what it is. It means the texture is not recognizable at all. So there we say there's a yesh omrim, although the ikar adin is ace, is a yesh omrim to say a shakol. What if you wait a shear? What bracha achrona do you make? Bar nefashis is not motzi main shalish, main shalish is not motzi bar nefashis. Here, since the ikar adin is that it's bar priya eitz, you would say a main shalish. You would not say a bar nefashis. Unless you can get someone to be motzi with both, but otherwise you would really make your own bracha. The Mishnah Berurah then brings in another halacha. That is, any kind of fruit that is grown primarily for the sake of mashing it or making jam out of, to the point that it's going to be non-recognizable, if that's what it's grown for, the halacha is that it doesn't lose its bracha. If that's its ikar use, then the halacha is that it remains with the bracha of barei pri ha'eitz, even though it's totally unrecognizable. Siv Ches, Dvash hazov mehatmorim, Mavorach, oh yeah, and by the way, the example of that he gives is a pumpkin pie. Pumpkins are not grown to be eaten as pumpkins. Pumpkins are grown to be mashed. So the halacha is mashed pumpkins. Since rov achila of pumpkins is mashed, the bracha there would be bar pre adam, and we wouldn't go down to shakol. Sivches Dvash Hazov Me'atmarim. The liquid that comes out of the date, which is called Dvash because it's very sweet. Mavarach Alav Sha'akol. Its bracha is nevertheless Sha'akol only. V'chein Al Mashkin Ayotze Mikol Peres Chutz Mizesim V'anovim Mavarach Sha'akol. On the juice that comes out of any fruit other than the olive and the grape, its bracha is Sha'akol. Means Chazal tell us that unlike wine or grape juice or olive oil, all other liquids are considered the sweat of the fruit. They are Zeya B'Alma. And as a result of it, would not get a bracha of Borei Priya Eitz. The bracha it gets is Sha'akol. It's considered sweat. It's the sweat of the fruit. The Mishnah Berurah here brings the Shitas HaRashba that if it's grown for juicing, then it maintains its bracha of Eitz. According to him, if you're talking about oranges that are grown for orange juice, it's brachas barei priya eitz. Now the Mishnah Berurah sends us to a later halacha where we see that fruit juice is shahakol in the Shaar HaTzion. And he says that it could be that it's really misafik. It may very well be that misafik we say shahakol. So lamaisa, the mashmos of the Mishnah Berurah is, the maskana of the Mishnah Berurah is, that even an orange juice that was grown, where the oranges were grown for juice, nevertheless, as a machlokas, the Rosh and the Rashba, you're best off making a Sha'akol.